Gregorian chant. And we have with us right here Dr. Von Schlesinger.
Von Schlesinger? Or is it Von Schlesinger?
Von Schlesinger.
Okay.
Yes.
And also with us?
Finkelstein who?
Von Schlesinger and who? So, you two have been experts of Gregorian chant for quite some time. What got you into the fields of study here?
The tonal qualities of the Gregorian chant are untapped potential. People don't realize they actually have the power to heal you, and they have the power to soothe the savage beast. People, the untapped potential of the Gregorian chant has yet to be fully realized.
And who?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Mm.
Yes, you're who?
Yes. Back when I was about 10, I got hit with a mallet on the head.
I'm sorry.
Yes. And ever since then, I just get these noises in my head that sound very chantish-like, and you kind of get sucked into that world.
I see. So Gregorian chant is equal to a mallet in the head. Isn't it true that Gregorian chant is also can be used to appease elephants in Africa?
That has been done with varying degrees of success. It turns out that it actually works better with Indian elephants, and it took us a lot of experimentation to discover that.
Yeah, ball peen hammer doesn't work.
Ah, okay.
You could try a rubber mallet.
A very big one. We didn't have a big enough one, remember?
Yes. They don't make them big enough.
No.
So what would you say to the critics that say that Gregorian chant is extremely boring?
Then they've never listened properly. You have to listen with the proper mindset. You have to have the proper attitude, and you have to have the proper equipment with you. Preferably a set of earplugs and a very large bottle of a drink you really enjoy.
A big mallet.
that would be your reaction to somebody who says that Gregorian chant is boring.
It works wonders, I'm telling you.
We have a listener here that says that you guys really don't know what you're saying, and that Gregorian chant is really just a full list of groceries and also recipes. What do you have to say about that?
I think that the files on their computer must have become corrupted. Gregorian chant is deeply harmonic and spiritual.
Much
more so than groceries.
It doesn't have to be spiritual.
But it can be.
Well, it can be, but just because your experience was spiritual doesn't mean it has to be spiritual for everyone. I mean, it can be whatever inspires you that day. If you're hungry, a grocery list, of course, is your natural means of chanting.
Where's the best place to chant?
The bathroom, really.
I like the library.
Wouldn't you have any trouble chanting in the library?
Well, you find a back corner somewhere, and if the librarian comes and bothers you, well, I mean,
he very often gets mistaken for machinery. Malfunctioning air conditioners.
Are you calling me fat?
No. Square.
Now there are some scientists that say that they've heard Gregorian chant coming from the stars. Do you have any feelings that Gregorian chant is actually alien communication?
Absolutely. There has to be a reason for all those deep subharmonics that you are able to perceive on an unconscious level, but you really don't hear when you just listen just with your ears. So there has to be a deeper reason or a far-off explanation for the pervasiveness of Gregorian chant.
How do you think Cher got famous?
Absolutely.
Well, there you have it.
There's no other explanation. Had to be aliens.
Aliens and Cher. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming on in here, Von Schlesinger and who.
Ooh,
and
there it is again. I hear it again.
Yes.
Don't worry, I have a mallet.
Be with us next time as we talk about used car salesmen and the need for them to become dairy farmers. Thank you once again.